Norma was retained to Harare and most parts of the country today, though police maintained a heavy presence in some suburbs that were rocked by violence yesterday during the national shutdown. Organizers Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign commended Zimbabweans for a successful shutdown, adding there will be more action until President Robert Mugabe's government addresses people's concerns or resigns. Tajamuka Sesijikile spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi said President Mugabe has become a sticking point in the resolution of the Zimbabwean crisis. He says Mr. Mugabe must go.
We've said that by the 31st of August, President Mugabe must have spoken to the nation about the crisis that is in the country. And we are very interested to know when he intends to step down, as demanded by the people. He has failed, and we don't believe that in the state that he is now, he is in a capacity to superintend over the pressing state of affairs in the country. We need a transitional leader that has the agility to be able to supervise this crisis and ensure that there is a transitional process, a peaceful transitional process to legitimacy.
The group made several demands which Mkwananzi said were not negotiable. These include the immediate release of all people arrested during protests in the last few days, a return of abducted human rights activist Itai Dzamara, the abandonment of bond notes, a reversal of legislation banning the importation of some goods, and the implementation of the new constitution and electoral reforms.
It is important to state here that Tajamuka will not accept an irregular election, let alone a government whose legitimacy is contested.
Meanwhile, the group distanced itself from social media messages urging citizens to march to President Mugabe's official residence at State House. Mkwananzi said he was aware the government was planning all sorts of things to criminalize their non-violent campaign. At the same time, Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo said the ruling ZANU-PF government would not be shaken by the countrywide protests, which he blamed on Western embassies. He, however, said state security organs were working around the country to control the situation. More than 150 people have been arrested countrywide since the protests started last week. Zimbabwe National Students Union President Alistair Punye told Studio 7 the student community was proud of the Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign and they were fully behind it. He said it presents a good platform for students to fight for their liberation from what he called a repressive state.
It's such a good platform that we really admire that, as for once and in the history of Zimbabwe, we've seen young people converging, putting away different ideas, putting away different interests, saying, no, it's our time.
Political commentator and media center director Ernest Muzengi said the success of yesterday's mass action shows the people's deep resentment in the way they are treated by the government.
These are citizens, ordinary citizens, church people, ordinary civic society activists, and others. So I think we have gone a level higher in terms of the deepening of the campaign, in terms of making such campaigns organic.
Meanwhile, President Mugabe is tomorrow expected to address a rally at Chipaze Stadium in Bindura Mashonaland in Central Province. He is expected to address the issue of mounting protests and cash shortages, among many other issues. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.